Investors can feel overwhelmed by the sheer number of exchange-traded funds and confused by what makes these funds different from more mainstream mutual funds. A closer look can help demystify exchange-traded funds, which are also known as ETFs. Exchange-traded funds are similar to mutual funds in that they bundle together shares of companies united by an investment theme, such as large U.S. companies or companies based in Brazil, or by market sectors, such as technology or energy. Exchange-traded funds are similar to mutual funds in that they bundle together shares of companies united by an investment theme, such as large U.S. companies or companies based in Brazil, or by a market sector such as technology or energy. At the same time, they are considered to be more tax-efficient than mutual funds because they are passively managed and do not generate the taxable gains that can result from frequent trading. ETF investors who hold the funds for the long term typically face consequences only when they go to sell their shares. If the value has gone up, investors will owe capital gains tax on the increase. If the value is lower, investors can write off the capital loss. Exchange-traded funds have, for the most part, significantly lower management fees than actively traded mutual funds and are even cheaper than most index mutual funds. ETF shares are traded like stocks on registered exchanges. This feature allows investors to buy and sell ETFs instantaneously throughout the day, while trades placed by investors holding mutual funds are placed at the end of the day and reflect the closing prices of all the companies held in the fund. While ETF investors enjoy more trading flexibility, they also pay brokerage fees for their transactions. The fees can be negligible for investors who purchase ETFs in large lump sums and hold the shares for the long term, but brokerage commissions can make ETFs a bad idea for investors who make small, frequent trades. Costs can outweigh savings for investors who build wealth through dollar averaging, making small, regular contributions to a fund. Investors turn to exchange-traded funds to improve the mix of their investments, and ETFs do the job very efficiently. The funds make it easy to balance a portfolio, spreading investment risk over many baskets. Investors who feel their portfolio lacks exposure to the pharmaceutical industry, for example, can buy an ETF specializing in that market sector. An investor who wants to participate in China's robust growth can turn to an ETF invested in Chinese companies. History shows that funds that are diversified are the most stable and produce the best long-term results. ETF commodities provide investors easy access to physical markets, but the costs and risks of entering these markets must be carefully weighed. Among the most popular commodity ETFs are those specializing in gold. The funds spare investors the logistical hassles of storing and securing gold, but allow them to participate in the soaring gold prices. These profits are tempered by IRS rules that tax precious metals as collectibles, subject to a maximum long-term tax rate of 28%. This rate is significantly higher than the maximum 15% tax rate applied to profits on most investments held for more than a year. If gold investments are held for less than a year, the profits count as ordinary income. The tax issue gets even more complicated. Since gold generates no income, fund managers may occasionally be forced to sell some of the fund's gold to meet expenses. Any subsequent gains or losses pass to investors even though they did not receive any proceeds from the sale. ETFs can help investors achieve tax efficiency and diversification at a comparatively low cost with relative ease. The products are most advantageous for investors who buy and hold for the long term and work against investors who make frequent purchases.